Today I'm bringing a study on steadfastness. And I'll start by talking about, as molten gold is refined, then set in a mold, so are the saints. And Daniel 12, verse 10 kind of sums this up. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And that word tried in that verse is Hebrew for saref. It means to fuse, that is, refine, to cast, refine, to purge away. So first we're going to be purged. First the saints are purged. And we see this in Hebrews 9, verse 14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And we also see it in 2 Timothy 2:21. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Then the saints are refined. We see it in Psalm 66, verse 10. For thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. And we talked about that word tried, meaning refined. 1 Peter 1, verse 7. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. So after being purged and refined, then the saints are cast into the mold. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And Job 11:14-15, if iniquity be in thine hand, put it far away, and let not wickedness dwell in thy tabernacles. For then shalt thou lift up thy face without spot, yea, thou shalt be steadfast and shall not fear. And that word steadfast, yatsak, means properly to pour out, by implication to melt or cast as metal, by extension to place firmly, to stiffen or grow hard. So basically melting or casting, and just making everything grow hard, basically into a mold. So thus we're made firm and set like the firmament. And this is talked about in Job 37, verse 18. Hast thou with him spread out the sky, which is strong as a molten looking glass? And you can kind of see the comparison between molten metal being cast and the firmament. Molten, in that verse, yatsak, it's that same verse being poured out. The same word as steadfast, which is kind of interesting. Molten, and we talked about that means by implication to melt or cast as metal. And we see in Daniel 12:3, the righteous are actually compared to the brightness of the firmament. The wise will shine as the brightness of the firmament. And Daniel 12:3, and they that will be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. So this is only done. We only get this hardness, this steadfastness, this casting into the mold through trials and through purging, through adherence and love of the truth. And we are cast and conformed into the image of the Son. And we read about this in Romans 8:29. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And John 14, verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So we love the truth, who is Jesus Christ. We're conformed to the image of his Son. We're therefore made unmovable, having our foundation set on the rock. Luke 6:48. He's like a man which built an house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But we must hold to the faith, the truth, firm to the end, never letting it slip. Hebrews 3, verse 6. But Christ is a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. 2 Peter 3:17. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Hebrews 2:1-3. Therefore we ought to give more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? We are therefore firmly set, when in the mold of Christ, the truth, sanctified and refined by the word of God. John 17:17. Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. Revelation 3:11. Behold, I come quickly, hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. So in conclusion, Job 23:8-10. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. So that was my study on steadfastness.
Steadfastness. Good job, brother. Hey, did you read, you read a bunch of verses, I couldn't keep track. 1 Peter 5:9. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing the same afflictions were accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. I don't know if you read that one or not.
No. Okay.
I was looking at that word. I like that. Strong, firm, immovable, hard, rigid. Kind of does remind you like a piece of steel. Stiff. Hey, stubborn. So if you're stubborn for the right things, that's a good thing, huh?
Yeah, yep.
And in a good sense, firm and steadfast. Yeah, I like that. It also makes me think of, it's not the same word, but Ephesians, is it 6? The armor? Where Paul says, Therefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the day, having done all to stand. Kind of, I'm looking at that word. Kind of makes me think of the same thing. To be steadfast, to stand strong, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and there's a lot of, I think the theme of the scripture is you stand fast in the truth. You don't waver from the truth. When you know the truth, like you buy the truth and sell it not, you hold fast to it.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, and it's like we're studying through the book of Revelation, and the word overcome appears 7 or 8 times, and it's kind of the same thing. It's like overcoming, conquering, pushing through to victory, and that takes all of the steadfastness. I think a lot of these words we talk about related to the gospel, you know, patience, endurance, steadfast, persevering, overcoming, they all give the connotation of remaining. Like Jesus said in John 15, you must remain and abide. And if we aren't steadfast, that's not going to happen. If we don't overcome, it's not going to happen. If we're not patient, that's not going to happen. So all of these things, I don't know how anybody reads the Bible, Old Testament and New, and doesn't see that God calls people to endure. This idea that you just believe and you're going to make it no matter what. And you don't have to endure to the end. I don't know where people get this from, brother. I know where it comes from, twisted man-made doctrine, but the Bible is so replete and flush with the command to be steadfast and endure and remain. I don't know how people are so self-deceived, you know?
Yeah. And I find it interesting that there's so much imagery using metal, and that's why I brought it up so much in the study, is it's all of these metal tests that the Lord puts everyone through, and only those that are pure gold, pure silver, that are actually, they come through the fire, they purge everything out, they come forth as gold, make it through. And yeah, there's, I don't see a whole lot of purging and trying. And we talked about a little while ago that if you don't receive chastisement of the Lord, you're bastards.
Yep.
And not the father. So
yeah, bastard, it's not a swear word. Bastard means you have no father. You're illegitimate. And so if you're not getting spiritual chastening from the Lord, he's not your father.
Right. If you're loved of the Lord, he's going to chastise you. He's going to purge out everything he needs to purge out. He's going to try you. So that way you can stand steadfast in the truth, knowing the truth, holding fast to it, so you can resist the world, Satan, and endure to the end.
Amen, brother. Amen. Good stuff. Good study. And I love how you rounded out with a whole bunch of scripture. Yeah, the idea of metal. Yeah, that does. I was just kind of reading through Ephesians 6, too, and talking about the armor of God. And we know about armor when it comes to metal and swords and shields and all of those archetypes. But yet our character and who we are in Christ in a spiritual way gets tempered and tried and hardened and refined and sharpened. Like it says, so a man, what does it say? Is it in Proverbs? Countenance a man sharpens as iron against his friend.
Yeah.
I think that's Proverbs, yeah. I like that, how brothers and sisters sharpen each other, and we can be a useful tool unto the Lord.
You made an interesting point. I just want to touch on the armor of God. We can trust in the armor of God. It also says in the scriptures that the word of God is tried in a furnace of earth, purified 7 times.
Yep.
So it's like a complete purification. It's the word of God is pure, it's perfect, it's true, and that's why we can put on the armor and be like assured that it'll hold fast against anything.
Amen. Amen, brother. Amen. Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff. Thank you. God be praised.